Right, let's begin this one with some rugby news. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus expects more structure in the Italian side. They set to face at Loftus-Versfeld this week. Italy coach Gonzalo Quesada's added prop Pietro Ceccarelli to the mix, who make their way from Namibia. Zuri beat the Namibian 73-6 this past weekend. And Bok coach Rassie Erasmus has an idea of what to expect from their opponents.
Since Sada has taken over, the new coach, he certainly has brought a lot of simplicity to their game. You know, they were always a very flamboyant team that ran from everywhere. And I think last year was one of their best years. We're expecting passionate, like they always are. Physicality, the point that we must handle that. And a really structured, good kicking. I wouldn't say conservative, but it's not the Italy of 2-3 years ago. It's a really well-structured team, I believe.
There's another injury scare for the British and Irish Lions after Elliot Daly went off in their 52-12 win over the Queensland Reds in Brisbane. Now, the England fullback was not due to play at all, but came in as a late replacement for Hugo Keenan, who was ill. 8 tries were scored in a comfortable victory. Head coach Andy Farrell says he's hoping Daly's injury is not too serious.
He's pretty sore in there. We'll get him an X-ray. He looks like he's took a knock to his forearm there, so fingers crossed for him.
Closing off with cricket, Wiaan Mulder will lead the Proteas in their second test against Zimbabwe after Keshav Maharaj was ruled out due to an injury. And Maharaj, who was the stand-in skipper in the absence of injured Themba Bavuma, sustained a groin injury while batting for South Africa in their first test victory against Zimbabwe, where they beat them by 328 runs. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad believes it's the right time for Mulder to take up the position.
He's obviously on top of his game at the minute. He's captain South Africa under 19, I think it is. He shows some really good leadership qualities. And I think this is part of his journey, you know, where he's starting to take more responsibility in the side. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for Wiaan to grow into becoming a leader. And I think the more responsibilities I give him, the better Wiaan reacts. I think we'll see increased and improved performances as well.
Coach Shooks has named Sanuram Muthusami as Keshav Maharaj's replacement. The second test starts on Sunday, also in Bulawayo. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.